You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I got a brand new show of tunes all lined up for you. Going to start with something a little bit unusual. I got a new track from Papal Visit. Going to hear a song called No Pain Wayne, which is quite experimental but catchy. So I've paired it up with some other stuff that kind of fits that bill. Bit of unusual things to get the program underway. So this is Papal Visit with No Pain Wayne here on Ear Candy.
Downstairs, no heavy wet wash to hang. say. You've been running around. I don't know what to do.
And that is Make You Pay, Canada's own She-Devils out of Montreal, off of their self-titled debut record way back when, She-Devils. And we also heard before that Ace, the Jayhawks, off of Paging Mr. Proust. I think that's how you pronounce that author's name. And No Pain Wayne from Papal Visit. I don't know, maybe they're talking about my buddy Wayne Hansen, who used to do a radio show here. Maybe he'll do it again in the future. No Pain Wayne, I love it. It's got all that kind of found sound radio stuff. And you can do that and really creep people out. I've heard all kinds of music that kind of does that. And usually done for the purpose of making people uneasy, uncomfortable. You usually get the voices of radio, disembodied radio voices that are saying things scary in the news and so forth. So what's a little unusual about both the Jayhawk song and the Papal Visit song is that it actually is kind of uplifting. The sound is really kind of warm. In the Papal Visit song, where they're using these radio transmission stuff to kind of fill in, decidedly does not have a creepy effect at all. It's just kind of how the approach they've made to make a kind of catchy song. a catchy instrumental kind of. There are words in it, but it's not really sung. It's not really lyrics. It's like I say, they've really done some experimental stuff on it. And if you're interested in that group, Papal Visit, you can catch them on Bandcamp. So Bandcamp, BANDCAMP, Papal Visit, PAPAL, Visit. Easy. Okay, I've got a couple of songs that have a little bit of a Western motif to them. One of them is called Once Upon a Time in the West by a group called Dire Straits, who were very popular once upon a time. And then they disappeared. But I keep their memory alive now and then. And a little song about the rebel in all of us. People who want to break the speed limit. People who want to ignore the rules. The rules for other people. Yeah, they could be talking about me. It's possible. Maybe I don't follow all the rules right to a T. So they're talking about once upon a time in the West being the Western world. Or as it were when they wrote the song, but it's pretty much the same today. Right? We love our freedom, but the freedom to break a few minor rules is kind of part of it. And then we're going to actually hear a song called Rebel by Blitzen Trapper off of a record called Wild and Free. I think that's it. And Rebel, I mean, so we're really talking about rebellious behavior anyway. So one is literally referencing the West, Once Upon a Time in the West. The other one is sort of musically referencing the West. And we'll round it out with something else that kind of fits in. But let's get going here with old Dire Straits and something called Once Upon a Time in the West here on Ear Candy.
A hero gets a bullet in the chest. radio is playing low. It's Johnny Cash and June. And I know these hills, these twisted roads, I know they're every turn. As the city sits below and like a distant fire it burns. Cause I'm a rebel to the one I love. Her heart's so far from me. Yeah, I'm a rebel to the one I love. Just a man is lost at sea.
Sleight of hand, tricks and trades, day after day, today, today, never ending day.
Stay, 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 stay. every time you think you'll stay, 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 stay. Turn up the headlights in the dark, if it's just you on the highway, and get as far from the start. I'm saving lives, I'm keeping time, just keeping you off of my mind. Makes for a long, long day. I will get to you one day. I will get to you in space. I will get to you one day. I will get to you in space.
That was Spades by Jen Grant featuring Buck 65 here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, here for you for another half hour. I hope you're enjoying the show. That song was off a record called Compostela. And as I understand it, Jen's mom had passed away around that time and she decamped for Spain. I have no idea what the word Compostela means, but I'm kind of guessing it was influenced by the Spanish language. And that got me thinking about, wouldn't it be a shame if we finally get to a point where there's only one language in the world? And right now, well, English is in the running. But let's just say we call it a world language of some sort. Sanskrit, I guess, is an invented language that was meant to do that. It'd be a shame to have lost all those other languages. And I'll tell you why. I got thinking about that too, because words are the stuff of thought. And if you think about it, sometimes there are thoughts that get expressed in other languages that there's no word for in English, so English is pretty good at pilfering everybody else's words and making them part of the English language. I'll give us credit for that. But different cultures and different peoples sometimes think differently about things and like it's expressed in their words. And if we went to one language, it might in some respects be quite self-limiting. There, I said it. It's on everyone's tongue, so to speak. And I just came out and said it. Very, very controversial a subject, but someone had to talk about it. And before that, we heard Rebel, Blitzen Trapper. That's Portland, Oregon's Blitzen Trapper, which is, from my opinion, the best modern-day band because they are prolific. I think they have now, as of the date of this show, released 9 records. 9. All of them good. Some are, in fact, great. Some are merely good. And that track, Rebel, is heard on their record, Wild and Reckless. Wild and Reckless. And speaking of Western kind of things, because Rebel is a very much got a cowboys and Indians kind of thing going on musically, we heard Once Upon a Time in the West by Dire Straits off their record called Communique. Oh, yes, Communique. And that was a band led by Mark Knopfler. That's the guy you hear singing. And with a very distinctive guitar sound. Often plays in the key of B. There's an obscure little thing. Maybe that's why he sounds a little bit different. I don't know. Hard to say. Okay, going to get into a rock set here. Yeah, kind of just a rough and ready, let's go get them, jump at their throat, short and sweet rock set. We do that. Yeah, we're going to hear something from Strawberry Grass, Letter to My Son by David R. Elliott. Oh, yeah.
God's in the liver, I gasped at the smoke of blinded cars and the silver. staying all day in the morning's yellow light. I made a promise to myself that I'd remind you to remember to cry every now and again. We'll be right back.
Ooh, that was refreshing, kind of like a 2x4 across the head. Well, you know, I mean that in the best possible way. Not that I've got any experience either receiving or giving out 2x4s across the head. Just bracing is what I meant. Just makes you, if that doesn't get your blood pumping, I don't know what will. We just heard Is It So, the Pack AD, that's Becky Black and Maya Miller out of Vancouver, rocking it off their record Positive Thinking. And I like that tune too. It's got that line in the lyrics about saw a UFO. Yeah. Any song that mentions UFOs, automatically great. But it's also got that hook in it, that woo-hoo, woo-ah. Yeah, well, you might recognize that, but I doubt it. But you know what I'm talking about, that kind of refrain, that kind of vocal thing that they hooked you in with. And everybody's got something to hide, except for me and my monkey, the Beatles, off of a record called The Beatles, better known as the White Album, because the album cover that they wanted to use was so offensive. Yeah, the Mop Top's offensive, that the record company wouldn't do it. So they just made it white, and on the very bottom, small letters, The Beatles. That's the record. And that was a John Lennon-led song. That is, that's John belting it out. And at the time, he had a heroin habit. And everybody knew, I guess. Well, I guess his bandmates would know for sure. Maybe in his mind, he thought the whole world knew. It was a smaller world, as much as the intense pressure that those four guys were under. Every move being followed, so to speak, compared to today in the, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, social media, 24/7, never-ending news, fake news cycle. Yeah, they thank God he didn't live around there. But he had a heroin habit, so he says, everyone got something to hide. That's everybody else, except for him. And his habit, really, that title doesn't make sense when you read it that way. But, and you know what? I don't think the band played that fast. I think that was a studio trick. I think they played it slower and then mixed it down at double speed or something to get that just frantic sound. Oh, and the story turned out good. He kicked the heroin habit, wrote a song about that called Cold Turkey, which was a rather harrowing artistic exploration of what it was to kick that. So John was fine until it came to an untimely end, but not due to drugs, period. And we started things off, Letter to My Son, off of Strawberry Grass. That's David R. Elliott, Matthew David R. Elliott. Yeah, New Brunswick native, and love the stuff he does. He's got it going on. The funny thing about music is you could try to write it all down as a formula and get a computer to generate it. In fact, we've actually done that. That was probably first done in the 60s. So we know that computers can generate and even automatically generate musical content. But when you think about what it is that really gets you, gives you the goosebumps, really just hits that pleasure center in the brain, it's hard to reduce to a formula. When I say it's hard to reduce to a formula, you can't. That's what I mean by it. When I say it's hard, it's impossible. That's what I actually mean. That's the word I should have used. It's impossible to do. Okay, I think you get the point. We're going to move on. We're going to hear something from Cat Stevens, the title track of his record called The Laughing Apple, where he went back to the very first songs he was writing. His first hit was I Love My Dog. Oh, Pet Lovers. And that was a hit. He was 18. 18. And as he said, I didn't have any real experience, so I was writing these songs on my acoustic guitar, and then they were being overcooked in the studio. All these musicians and producers brought in, and big band arrangements, not big band arrangements, like lots of horns, lots of brass. And in the later stages, you know, he's, I think, maybe 70s, in the 70s now. And he went back and was re-listening to all of them and said, I'd like to do them in the style that eventually I came to that became super popular. And so he did a few of that and wrote a few new ones to boot to put on the record. And really good stuff. Cat Stevens, Yusuf/Cat Stevens. So we're going to hear The Laughing Apple. We're going to hear something from The Police. I think it's off of Regatta de Blanc, Does Everyone Stare? Hey, what you want to listen to in that song is use of opera. Get a little female opera singer in there. And you're thinking, I didn't. You listen for it. You got to trust me. It's there. Let's get started, though, with Cat Stevens. A little track called Laughing Apple.
Slowly, let me tell you a story of a tree. An apple tree.
Once once in a summertime garden lived a little apple tree. And the man who owned it wanted it to be picked, and so he sent for to hire me. Well, I've traveled the mountains and I've traveled the sea, but never in my traveling days have I ever seen a little apple smile at me. So laugh, laugh a little apple. Autumn is waiting, you better be careful, and it'll bring you down if it ever sees you wearing a frown. So laugh, laugh a little apple. Apples were hiding, frightened that they might be plucked. And every time somebody passed, all except that one little apple ducked. Well, I've traveled the mountains and I've traveled the sea, but never in my traveling days have I ever seen a little apple smile at me. Laugh, laugh a little apple. Autumn is waiting, you better be careful, and it'll bring you down if it ever sees you wearing a frown. So laugh, laugh a little apple.
Thank you. When I turned 16, I was furious and restless. Got a Chelsea girl haircut and a plane ticket to Paris. I stayed there with the pansy. He had a studio in the seventh. Lost his lover to a sickness. I slept beside him. That's when I met Nancy. She was smoking on a gypsy. She had a ring in her nose and her eyes were changing like moonstones. And she said, open up, late bloomer. It'll make you smile. I can see that fire burning in you, little child. Sharing with him.
Genius, and that's Jenny Lewis and Late Bloomer off of her record Voyager. Here on Ear Candy, I'm Mark O'Connor. We're coming toward the end of the show. Oh, I always hate that part. I have to say goodbye. I want to say thank you to all of our radio partners across the country. I don't have time to list you all currently, but I sure hope all your listeners are enjoying the show. Before Late Bloomer, we heard Does Everyone Stare? That's the Police. Yeah, I think everyone's had a experience in our life when you feel like everyone's staring at you, you know, usually something embarrassing. At the very least, you can relate to that song title. And The Laughing Apple started things off with Cat Stevens. And we got a couple of minutes max before the show is over, and I'm going to leave you with a song from Sabina. She had a record out called Toujours, and we're going to hear a track called Vive l'Amour, right? Long live love? Oh, you got to get behind that thought for sure here on Ear Candy.
Lost a man for a light and he caught on fire. I bought him a ticket, I was instantly hired. I bargained for a price, everybody got fired. I drank a lot of coffee only to be tired. Thought I found a friend, but the man was for hired. He lent me a hand, led him to the fire of desire. When a plain becomes a valley and a mountain a sea, and it really was them who were looking through me. I pray I'm a lion in the light of this day, until the wind has carried all my questions away. Leave the answers to the beggars and the liars. I've asked you for a kiss and you set me on fire with these and liars. I've asked you for a kiss and you said